What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the National Assembly, Jorge Herrera, he plans to resume discussions on the draft reforms to the internal regulations of that state body. He announced that he plans to meet with the party leaders as a first step towards initiating the debate once the permanent legislative committees are formed. Herrera, a representative from the Panamanista Party, emphasized that these reforms are key to honoring the commitment to transparency and improving the Assembly's image following the alliance with the rest of the opposition parties. That's the first thing we're going to look at. Today I'm fully back in the office and we're going to try to coordinate well with the party leaders, he said. He admitted that this issue will generate a lot of controversy and multiple interests. Last March, the Assembly established a subcommittee of the Credentials Committee tasked with analysing 11 proposed laws to reform the internal regulations after several months of waiting. Among the key points to be discussed is the proposal that the representatives who do not attend sessions will not receive their salaries, a measure that seeks to ensure greater commitment and accountability. Strategies will also be evaluated to improve the efficiency of legislative processes and eliminate the so-called bottlenecks with the goal of optimising the use of public resources. David Ochi-Diaz, head of the construction company Transcaribe Trading SA, known as TCT, a major state contractor joined the government of Ricardo Martinelli, has finally arrived in Panama. The Supreme Court of Costa Rica authorized his extradition to face charges of alleged money laundering through the company New Business. Ochi arrived on a commercial flight to Tocumen Airport, where his lawyer, Roberto Moreno, and the deputies of the Central American Parliament, the Parlacen, Dorino Jayen-Cortez and Carlos Olten, both nominated by the realizing Metas, the RM party, they were waiting for him. Ochi is Jayen's alternate. Therefore, once in Panama, he was taken to the Supreme Court of Justice, the body constitutionally responsible for investigating and prosecuting deputies of the National Assembly, and in this case, of Parlacen. The extradited man travelled aboard Flight CM763, operated by Copa Airlines, which departed from San Jose at 8:38 a.m., and landed at Tocumen Airport about 10:55 a.m. On the same flight was a man deported from Costa Rica. He's Panamanian, Yoquiol Nunez, who is accused of homicide. His criminal record is unknown. The president of TCT travelled under the protection of Interpol Costa Rica agents, who handed him over to their colleagues at Interpol Panama. They, in turn, took him to the court, where a hearing will be held to determine his procedural status and, if necessary, issue precautionary measures. Ochi was arrested in Costa Rica on the 5th of December of 2023 for an investigation related to alleged money laundering, of which he was acquitted. However, his detention was maintained after Panama requested his extradition for the New Business case. For this case, Daniel and Dino Ochi-Diaz, David's siblings, have already been sentenced to 96 and 80 months in prison. New Business was the basket company used by a group of state officials and contractors to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America S.A., which was known as EPASA, with public funds. In addition to Daniel and Dino Ochi, criminal judge Baluisa Martinez in July of 2023 sentenced former president Ricardo Martinelli, who evaded prison time, of course, by seeking asylum in Colombia. Janeth Vasquez and Ivan Arocha, subsequently in May of 2024, the Superior Court for the Liquidation of Criminal Cases revoked the dismissal and sentenced brothers Nicolas and Jose Carlos Corcioni and Gonzalo Herman Gomez as well. Well, Valentin Martinez Vasquez was found guilty and sentenced by Judge Martinez, but last March, the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice acquitted him. Former Caledonia representative Ramon Ashby will remain in custody after the First Judicial District Superior Court of Appeals upheld a court judge's decision denying him the right to substitute his 60-month prison sentence with community service. This is the third time that Ashby has failed in his attempt to have his sentence commuted to an alternative sanction. The Court of Appeals judges, O Maria Jaramillo, Adilio Gonzalez and Felipe Whitson upheld the decision made by a court of law enforcement on the 27th of June and decided to maintain the detention of the former Caledonia representative. The decision was based on the fact that the requested alternative sentence does not fulfill the general preventive function of the criminal sanction, and Ashby must therefore continue serving his prison sentence. On November the 29th of 2024, the compliance judge at Angeline Adames had granted Ashby the opportunity to perform community service at the Parque Lefebvre Health Centre instead of serving the 5 years of prison sentence imposed for embezzlement. However, this measure was revoked following an appeal filed by the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office. Ashby was sentenced to 60 months in prison for embezzlement against the Caledonia Community Board after irregularities were detected in the handling of $564,000 allocated to that entity. The former representative was arrested on the 30th of September of 2024, shortly after at 10 a.m. at a residence in Condado del Rey. The arrest warrant had been in effect since July the 18th of that year. Ashby, a member of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, served as representative of the Caledonia District for several terms and was even president of the Panama Municipal Council. An Ecuadorian citizen involved in the robbery of an armed truck which was loaded with jewelry in California and the United States, he was arrested on Wednesday here in Panama. He was arrested at Tucumán International Airport after arriving on a flight from Guatemala. Interpol agents were already waiting for him at the airport. According to investigations, the man, approximately 33 years of age, is linked to the theft of diamonds, emeralds, and other objects valued at $100 million, which occurred in July of 2022. The criminals, apparently seven in total, were watching the armored truck carrying more than 70 bags of jewelry after it left an international jewelry fair near San Francisco. A senior official of the Presidency of the Republic was driving a state-rented vehicle early Saturday morning when he was involved in an accident that left a 33-year-old motorcyclist dead. The crash occurred at the intersection of Via España and East 79B Street shortly after 2 a.m. on June the 28th. Ricardo Rafael Royo Guerrera was driving a white Isuzu MUX pickup truck which had been rented by the Presidency, as confirmed by La Prensa with a source from the entity. This was going towards the 12 de Octubre Avenue. A report from the Directorate of Traffic Operations states Arroyo informed the agents that he worked for the Ministry of the Presidency as Deputy Administrative Director. However, on the central government payroll, he appears as Community Promoter Coordinator 1 with a monthly salary of $5,000. His start date with permanent status is listed as the 17th of March of this year. The traffic operations report details that the Isuzu truck collided with an SBI motorcycle, a model ZX-150, driven by RJVG, who died at the scene due to the strong impact. On social media within the Venezuelan community in Panama, it is reported that the deceased was originally from the state of Zulia. Prosecutor Itzelis Gutierrez arrived at the scene and ordered the officer's arrest. He was given a breathalyzer test which showed that although he had consumed some alcohol, his level did not indicate intoxication. The official then attended a hearing and was subsequently released. Credit purchases. Now, using the installment system, well, they've become popular among Panamanian consumers who see this as an opportunity to reserve merchandise they cannot afford to pay for in cash at a specific time. However, The Consumer Protection and Competition Authority, Acodeco, reported that in the last 5 months they've received 129 complaints from various consumers for refunds totaling $719,241, and some cases are associated with installment purchases. In this regard, the agency recommended that before purchasing products on installments, it is important to check the conditions of these types of product sales in stores. Acodeco has made a list of measures that consumers should take before making a purchase. Ask about the conditions established by the economic agent on these purchases, such as the time to cancel the account. What happens if you don't want to continue with the purchase? What penalties and other details or questions about it? Before signing the installment purchase agreement, you must ask the selling agent to provide the serial number of the property and some of its characteristics. In addition, the installment payment deadline must be clearly stated. Always request a written warranty, even when the products are on sale. The terms and conditions of the warranty must be clear and precise. Review and read carefully before signing. Remember that you must be given a copy of this document. Acodeco mentioned that according to Law 45 of 2007, in this Article 53, among other regulations, it is established that the supplier will be responsible for the goods that the consumer sets aside through credits to the sale price and may not replace it with a similar good. Furthermore, it warns that consumers are not obliged to receive credit notes if the economic agent fails to comply with the terms of the purchase, and in the event of non-compliance by the consumer, a percentage of the amount paid may be deducted. Right, another opportunity for you. Looking for work? Registration for applicants for the 2025 job fair organised by the Panama City Hall is now opening. The Capital City Council, headed by Mayor Mizrachi, has announced that the fair will take place this Saturday, the 5th of July, and will be located at the Megapolis Convention Centre. The fair, which will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, will feature more than 130 companies offering approximately 3,200 job openings. According to Mizrachi, the entire process has been digitalised to provide a better experience for applicants, and it is therefore necessary to register in advance at the following: vacantes.mupa.gob.pa/postulantes. Okay? vacantes.mupa.gob.pa/postulantes. This way, applicants will be assigned a specific time to enter the event and tour the companies they apply to, he added. According to the mayor, the registration seeks to avoid long lines and crowds at the fair. The job fair offers opportunities in a variety of industries, including aviation, food, education, hospitality, healthcare, services, tourism, and many others. And that's it. There we go. More opportunities for you. We're going to tell you about another one in a moment. So that's it. There's our look for this morning. Some of the local news stories compiled for today's programme.